We only have Oklahoma and Texas, which is a worse matchup than usual. But there are some good games nationally to tune into. Decent ones, I guess. Number 15, Florida is on the road. Kentucky, Tennessee. Couple of bubble teams that are in action. So I guess I can pay attention to that, but that's about all I have planned. For now, let's go around college basketball.
Now for a look around college basketball.
Bobby Knight just threw his chair clear across the free throw lane. Farouk Benesh, a three.
You go shot to where? I told you to go shot to where.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
Yeah. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Kansas State heads to the Elite Eight.
This is Around College Basketball.
The Big 12's Big Monday slate delivered in a big way last night, as not only did KU rally to take down West Virginia in overtime, Texas Tech picks up a huge win it desperately needed by knocking out Baylor at home. Red Raiders' NCAA hopes, though, are still on life support.
Yeah, it would have been safe to say they were officially eliminated from at-large contention if they would have lost last night, because it would have meant that they probably needed to win out and then probably win a game or two in the Big 12 tournament to get there. And a lot of that has to do with their non-conference strength of schedule, which was considerably worse than even K-State's was. Their overall strength of schedule right now is 87 compared to K-State's, which is currently at 40. Huge difference there. Their RPI still isn't good. It's at 85. So still a lot of work to do, but they couldn't afford to let one of those big win opportunities get away, and they did do a nice job knocking off Baylor, but we'll see how long it actually holds up.
2 years ago, Arrowhead Stadium became the loudest stadium in the world in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, the area holds the record for loudest indoor stadium as well, as Allen Fieldhouse set the mark last night at 130.4 decibels.
Yay.
Yeah. I opined on Twitter last night, how loud can K-State fans get booing? Because we have, I would say, one of the angrier arenas in the league.
I really would like to know.
I really would as well.
I would like to know that, but just in general, like, I wish there were a measurement taken during, like, the peak of the KU game in Bramlage to see how loud it can get there. Because I have a hard time, when Bramlage is at its absolute peak, I have a hard time believing that it's considerably quieter than what KU recorded last night. I think it would come pretty darn close. I could be wrong, but I've been to a couple K-State KU basketball games in Bramlage where my ears were ringing when I woke up the next morning.
Yeah, I went to the KU K-State game at Allen Fieldhouse last year, and it was definitely different than something in Bramlage. It really was. Good men's basketball soon follow the lead of the women and play four quarters instead of two halves. It is possible. This year, the NIT will experiment resetting fouls after each 10-minute segment, a preliminary step in separating the game into quarters.
Yeah, basically what they're doing is changing the rules to quarters without actually putting in quarters. So the way the fouls will work in the NIT this year is that for each 10-minute segment, the foul counts for each team reset to zero, and then once you get to four, there are no free throws for team fouls 1, 2, and 3. Once you get to four and everything past that, there's automatically two free throws. So there's basically
five in women.
It's four in men's. At least that's on the ESPN, the story I read, it's resetting at four. Then they will have two free throws from there. So we'll see how it goes, but it would not surprise me at all if we end up seeing the men's game split into quarters at some point, because it seems like it's going pretty well for the women.
Yeah. I haven't had a problem with it so far in women, so it's not a bad idea. Yeah. A bad season for Oklahoma is getting worse, as Jordan Woodard is out for the year with a torn ACL. Senior had been a four-year starter for the Sooners and leads the team in scoring.
Yeah, talk about just a horrible way for your college career to end, because he had that dream season last year with Buddy Hield and Ryan Spangler and all those other solid OU players if they get to the Final Four, and then they're all gone and leave him all alone as basically the only senior of consequence on that team, and he just did not have the help around him. I mean, Oklahoma has some really good freshmen, but they are freshmen. They're not ready yet to be competitive at the Big 12 level. So things were already going downhill, and now he has to watch the rest of his team's sub-500 season from the bench. And just rough for him, because you don't see a lot of four-year really solid starters in the Big 12. Normally, if you're that good, you're going to leave for the NBA early or something like that. But Jordan Woodard had a heck of a career at OU, and I certainly think that he'll get a shot to play professionally. Maybe not in the NBA, but somewhere.
At least overseas. He'll play somewhere next year. There's no doubt about that.
I think, and like I mentioned, the only Big 12 game tonight is Texas and Oklahoma. That is at OU. OU, by the way, I mean, you knew they were not having a great season, but did you know how bad it's actually become? They are 8-16, and they are 2-10.
I did not think it was that bad.
In the Big 12 with 7 straight losses. Their last win, get this, Oklahoma's last win was at number 7 West Virginia, 89-87. That was 8 games ago. So you were talking about a month ago. They'll have a chance definitely tonight against Texas at home, but then it gets back to being really tough down the stretch. Here's their finish: at Oklahoma State, at Baylor versus K-State, at KU versus TCU. Real tough stretch for the Sooners to end the season. That's going to do it for Around College Basketball. When we come back to wrap up the hour, KC, I'm talking about the Royals now, made a very nice addition to their roster over the weekend, and one that I did not expect. Details coming up next on The Game.